This is episode 1133. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm excited to share today's episode with you because it's all about sleeping better. And I honor you for giving yourself this time to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every day here on the podcast. And the techniques are always customized around a theme we explore in depth for a week. And this week, it's all about gratitude. We're exploring gratitude for wellness, how to help you reduce stress with gratitude, how to be more mindful with gratitude, how to have more confidence with gratitude. And today we're exploring how to sleep better with gratitude. And I shared an article with you in the previous episodes in this series about Dr. Immons from the University of California at Davis, who did a study on people keeping a gratitude journal. It's an ongoing study he's doing. And I reported several findings of his study that will encourage you to keep a gratitude journal yourself. I hope that is your challenge this week, to keep a gratitude journal. And he noticed that amongst his participants, those who kept a gratitude journal noted that they were sleeping much better. In fact, most participants claimed they sleep 10% longer and that the quality of their sleep is much better, and that when they wake up, they feel more refreshed. So keep a gratitude journal. Write down three things in your gratitude journal that you're thankful for each day. I do this when I wake up in the morning. I mentally think of three things I'm excited about for the day. And then when I go to bed at night, I think of three things I'm grateful for. So I'm going to share with you a technique you can do as you drift off to sleep tonight. It's a simple technique, and it's a little spin on a technique the Dalai Lama is reported to do every single day. So as you are getting ready to go to sleep, go through your day in reverse. So go back through your day, starting from this very moment right now as you're meditating, and think about the different parts of your day, the different people you were with today or you saw today, and the different things you have. And pick out the different parts of your day you're incredibly grateful for. Even if it wasn't such a good day, there are likely subtle influences throughout your day that you may even take for granted. But when you really think about it, you're so grateful. Maybe for someone who waves at you every day as you leave your home, or maybe for the fresh coffee or smoothie you drink when you get up. Maybe because you love to walk in a certain area and it makes you happy. You're so grateful for this area. Whatever it is, go back through your day in reverse. Just picking out some of the highlights of gratitude that stand out for you. And this is a beautiful way to close your day. Now, if you'd like a gratitude journal, there's one waiting for you over at my website, which is at sipandom.com. It's S-I-P-A-N-D-O-M, Om, sipinom.com. Sip just like you're sipping tea. And there I have a meditation subscription site, which will very soon become an app. And you can try it out for 2 weeks absolutely free. And when you do, you get access to a slowdown guide with all the techniques I've shared with you this week. So you don't have to re-listen to each episode. You can just look at the technique right there on the guide. And you also get a journal. And the journal's always customized around the week's theme. So for this week, of course, it's a gratitude journal. So head over there again. It's at sipinom.com. Take a look and see if you'd like to go a little more deeply with your meditation ritual or learn how to meditate. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.